Texte numéro 44. For more and more women, booze offers the only escape. Why do women drink themselves to death? Twice as many do, compared to 15 years ago. They vomit alone in their bathrooms, throwing up their self-disgust. In 1991, 7.2 women aged 35 to 54 per 100,000 died of alcohol-related diseases. Today, it is 14.8. Some will die of cirrhosis of the liver, or of the drugs they take when they are drunk. Some will die in alcohol-related accidents, and some of despair. Alcoholism has little to do with alcohol, just as bulimia has nothing to do with food. It is a disease of the soul, a system of self-harming thought, which the alcoholic treats with alcohol. The drinking is merely the final, fatal symptom. And what matters for binge-drinking girls is this. Not everyone who drinks heavily will develop alcoholism. But to develop alcoholism, you have to drink heavily. The modern childhood is a kindergarten for alcoholics. All the external criteria are in place to ease the maybe baby alcoholic into full-blown, unto the gates of hell, drunk. Alcohol has never been so cheap. The supermarkets and the happy hours and the clubs can't stuff it down our throats cheaply enough or fast enough or long enough. Some supermarkets sell it at less than cost to draw the shoppers in. They don't treat it as a dangerous drug, but as a commodity that is great for business. There are wonderful new ways to make young women feel worthless. Sparkling advertisements and whispering editorials encourage them to aspire to an ever-receding fantasy. You can never be beautiful or thin enough for the fashion magazines of 2008. The message is clear and simple and lucrative. Be someone else. And that is the tiny voice inside every alcoholic's head. But now it is a shriek from a billboard, and young women respond with bulimia and anorexia and compulsive eating and chronic debt and booze. Alcoholism used to be called a family disease, in which every family member played a part. Now it has become a social disease, and there are bad children everywhere. And how do we respond to this burgeoning mental illness in young women? We treat it with a disgust that will send the alcoholic spiralling ever downwards, or as a comedy, which is almost worse. We watch Britney Spears shaving her hair off and running around Los Angeles half-dressed or strapped to a stretcher and wait for her to die. Denial is the best friend of alcoholism, and now we all collude. These women are punching themselves in the face and dying, not dancing, in the streets. And that's entertainment. As for what's really going on inside her, who cares? Adapted from The Guardian, January 2008.